Before we go to the pub, listen to the abstract of the paper that we'll be discussing. It's read by one of the authors, Maria Gallagher.
Verticality plays a fundamental role in the arts, portraying concepts such as power, grandeur, or even morality. However, it's unclear whether people have an aesthetic preference for vertical stimuli. The perception of verticality occurs by integrating vestibular gravitational input with proprioceptive signals about body posture. Thus, these signals may influence the preference for verticality. Here, we show that people have a genuine aesthetic preference for stimuli aligned with the vertical, and this preference depends on the position of the body relative to the gravitational direction. Observers rated the attractiveness of lines that varied in inclination. Perfectly vertical lines were judged to be more attractive than those inclined clockwise or anti-clockwise, only when the participants held an upright posture. Critically, this preference was not present when their body was tilted away from the gravitational vertical. Our results showed that gravitational signals make a contribution to the perception of attractiveness of environmental objects.
I'm here in the Crown in Agam with...
I'm Maria Gallagher.
And I'm Elisa Ferrer.
And I'm here to talk about the paper that they recently published in Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology, and it's called The Aesthetics of Verticality, a Gravitational Contribution to Aesthetic Preference. Now, thanks a lot for making that really difficult.
Thank you. I know you enjoyed it.
Okay, congratulations on your paper, and cheers.
Cheers.
These two are drinking orange juices, and I'm having a beer. So I start with the question, what was your research question?
Basically, we got interested in how people perceive gravity, and we cannot have a conscious experience of gravity, but we know that some environmental objects can be a proxy for gravity perception, and one of them is the verticality. So perceiving whether an object is vertical or not is like a proxy for our implicit processing of gravity. In the past months and year, we were working a lot on verticality in a vestibular way, so looking at how good people are in detecting vertical stimuli. And then at some point it came to our mind whether people like it that more than other orientations, so that's why we decided to investigate aesthetic preference for vertical.
Just very briefly, will you describe what the vestibular system is?
The vestibular system is an organ inside the inner ear which detects each movement of your head in space. So it's basically firing every time that your head moves, and it's transferring this movement in terms of linear and angular acceleration to the brain.
Okay, thank you. And how did you go about answering whether the gravitational contribution played a role in aesthetic preference?
Sure, so it was a nice, simple design. We showed participants lines that were either vertical or tilted towards the left or the right. And participants viewed these lines and just rated the attractiveness on a scale from 0 to 7, where 0 was very unattractive and 7 was very attractive.
Just a straight line?
Just a straight line or a tilted line, so very, very simple stimuli. They did this while they were upright, so when their body was aligned with the direction of gravity, or while they were tilted over towards the left or the right, 90 degrees, so they were no longer aligned with gravity, but they were off to one side.
The human, not the line.
The human.
The human. Yeah, that's the fun part of the experiment. So we had people lying on 90 degrees toward the left or 90 degrees toward the right. And in that configuration, basically your body and vestibular organs are not anymore aligned with the gravitational vertical.
What would the prediction be?
So that you might like more vertical line when your body's upright in a congruent orientation with gravity, but when your body's not anymore aligned with the gravitational vertical, then you don't like anymore line.
Did you find that?
Yes.
Yeah. So those were your results, exactly what you predicted. They really said how pretty a line was.
Yeah, there were lots of comments that it was a bit strange because the stimuli were so simple.
Yeah.
They're not the prettiest stimuli in the world, but they're good enough for what we need to do. But there was a very, very clear preference for a vertical line, but only when the participant was upright.
They didn't always just put the middle of the scale.
No.
They really didn't.
Nope, they were very good.
Were you surprised? I'm surprised, but you were in surprise.
We checked the data quite a lot because we couldn't believe. Right? Yeah. Also, you need to imagine that all the experiment is done in what we call occluded visual field.
Yeah.
So basically, you don't have any other cues, visual cues from the environment, and you have only to judge these tiny line and say how much you like them. And there is a proper definition of attractiveness.
Yeah.
Right. As we gave them, so they don't need to judge them as a other person or...
So what was the definition of attractiveness for Align?
Well, we first explicitly told participants, don't think of attractiveness how you would judge people.
Instead,
we asked participants to judge it in more of an abstract sense of attractiveness, so how pleasant they found it, how much they liked it, how beautiful they thought it was. And it was just their own subjective perception of the line.
It is so cool. This must be one of the first studies of its kind.
Is it the first one ever? Yeah.
It's such a cool finding. Yeah, I bet it's going to be cited a lot. I mean, it's a fascinating sort of new direction of inquiry, isn't it?
Well, I think that is very new, thinking about gravity as something that can shape your perceptual experience. This is what we are trying to do now in the lab, so try to bring evidence that actually, because we are here on Earth and we are always affected by gravity, and gravity is always there, then it may be possible that our perceptual experience is our sensory experience plus gravity.
That is a whole new way of thinking. So I was going to ask, what are your next steps then? And that sounds like going in that direction.
We started already. Yeah. Next step, which is a bit different compared to the research that we have done so far. It's a collaboration with a visual artist, and she's portraying gravity in some sort of sculpture, which are very fascinating. And she had some exhibition in London last year, and also this year she's going to have other exhibition. And basically she's creating this sculpture in which she wants to make people feel gravity. And then we thought, okay, so those are your sculpture, and now we want to see whether people like the sculpture as you decide that a priori.
Right.
So yeah, that's what we started today.
You did?
Data collection, yeah.
So on pictures of her sculptures? Or
no,
actually,
no, we have sculpture in the lab.
Yeah.
You have her sculpture in the lab?
Yes.
Is it same occluded design where they only look at that sculpture?
Now we have an occluded room. There is a space in the lab in which we prevent from any other type of visual information. So it's all black around. There is only the participant inside with a camera and the sculpture. And we are...
Do you tilt them?
Not yet. This has been supported by both British Academy and Royal Society. And it's pretty amazing for me because... The idea of supporting a research in a completely new direction and looking at how gravity can shape perception here on Earth is, as I say, it's very new, it's very innovative.
Thank you so much for talking about your paper. I love the work. I can't wait to see the results of the...
Next one?
Yeah, the next one.
If you want to come and see some sculpture in the lab.
I do. And tilt me over.